Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Ches, as we start a new world, a new perek here in daf Yomi land, as we like to call it, Yesh Nochlin, and the eighth perek of Maseches Baba Basra, which will take us over the next couple of weeks, the next month or so, issues of Yerusha, the largest discussion of Yerusha than any other place in Shas, and we start off with the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav, the 400th Mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses the Mitzvah of Yerusha, as we have a couple of minutes of introduction to this topic, that we will come back to some of the issues that we bring up now a number of times throughout the parak. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitz Tavinu B'dini Nachlis. We are commanded. Actually, we should go back a little bit. We started with the Rambam. The Rambam starts with the Mitzvah of Nachlis. The Rambam has this. Easy to remember. It's the last Mitzvah. Mitzvah 248. Interesting that he puts it as the last mitzvah. It's probably the last mitzvah that any of us will do. We'll have to talk about, you know, do we actually do this mitzvah, or is it done for us, so to speak, and done memela? But the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, so maybe it's a mitzvah upon Beis Din to figure out exactly who gets the Yerusha, who doesn't get the Yerusha. But either way, the Inyan, as we spoke about, I think, even yesterday, the Rambam counts Inyanim and areas of Halacha as mitzvahs as well. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, 248, the last mitzvahs I say, Hisiranu HaTorah, Shehorunu B'dini Nachlis. V'amr Yis'ala, is the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Ish Ki Amusu V'enein Lo, V'chulu. U'michlal Din Zeh B'lo Safik, Heyos HaBachar Yoresh Pishnayim. The Rambam explicitly says, and included in this is the mitzvah of Bechor. The Rambam does not count separately the mitzvah of giving a double portion to the Bechor and the Isser of not giving a double portion to the Bechor, right? That is something that the Ramban argues on. The Ramban says, no, the Rambam forgot two mitzvahs. There are two extra mitzvahs the Ramban adds on. An Aseh and a Los Aseh related to Bechor. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. And the Rambam says explicitly that it's included, Shezeh Mishpa Mi Mishpatei HaYarshin. That's one of the details in the laws of Yerusha. Kavaris Baru, Mishpatei Mitzvah Zu, Bishmini, Vit She Baba Basra. Look in the 8th and 9th paragraph of Basra, and then the Rambam goes into his column where he talks about general issues relating to the Mitzvah Zaseh. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam in the last Mitzvah Zaseh quotes it, and the Sefer HaChinuch does as well. The Sefer HaChinuch then says in Mitzvah Tav that this mitzvah has hashkafic messages for us as well. V'yal tachshov she'imri bazeh she'amitzvah hi she'naaseh b'inyan anachla asher dona ha'torah alav. Don't think that what this mitzvah is she'ertzeh lomar she'yeh ha'adam mitzuveh me'akel laseis ma she'yesh liyarsho al kalpanim. The mitzvah is to give the assets and the property that he has. Ki akel baruch hu lo ratza lahotzi nichsei ha'adam mirshuso. Or let me explain what this is about. He says, Ki akel baruch hu lo ratza lahotzi nichsei ha'adam mirshuso shelo lasos mehem kol chefso bishvil yarsho kol od nishmaso bo kamoshe yichash v'chach meha'umos. But aval hodi anu shezchus ha'yoresh kashur b'nichsei morisho. There is a soul connection between the Morish and the Yoresh. There's a connection between the two of them on a deep level. And when the power of the Morish disappears, miyad nofel alam zchus hayoresh. Everybody has a connection to the property that Hashem gives them. So once that connection breaks from the person who dies, so then it automatically, potentially, goes to the Oresh. Ki'inyin hishtalshulus hayitziros, sharotza hayotzer baruch hu zech harzemi b'li hefsek. Hashem wants this to stay in the family. Hashem gives this property to so-and-so, to Yaakov, so he wants Reuven to have it too. Yikaru l'schus hachazak, sheyesh liyoresh b'nichse morisho b'lashon mishmush. We'll have to get to that, later on, as we're going to see that in the Gemara. The language of mishmush, of going from one to the other. There's a deep connection, a soul connection, a neshama connection between the Morish and the Yoresh. And that is why there are halachas that we'll talk about. Is there a way for prevention of Yerusha? Is that going against what it says in the Torah? Masa mashkas b'Torah. But this is the chinuch, that there's something on a deeper connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this property to stay in the family, and therefore he leaves it. We'll see Lamaisa in a minute, in Nechosha Mishpat, Reish Pei Zayin, how some people get out of it, but we'll leave that for a moment. That's one issue. Number two, the second point to bring up is, how exactly does Yerusha work? And that is what we just alluded to. That is a question of the Achronim. And we'll have to touch on this as we continue these prakim. And that is it really a mitzvah that a person does? Because a person doesn't really do the mitzvah of Yerusha until after he dies. So can we call that his mitzvah? Is it just what we might call an Isser Aseh? That a person shouldn't do anything to prevent the mitzvah from taking place. Before he dies, he shouldn't give away all of his property, which would prevent Yerusha. There's a story in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that somebody didn't think his son was properly following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to prove a point, so he gave all of his property to Hektish. Right, B'shil Hurkanis B'ni, that wasn't following the Torah. And that's not appropriate. It's not appropriate just to give away all the property to get out of the Yerusha. So is that what it is? It's not really a mitzvah as much as it is, don't prevent the automatic mitzvah from occurring. So that is a question, of the Achronim. Rabbi Elchanan talks about this in Kiddushin here in Os Lamed Zayin. Didin Yerusha, hu lifnei gemar misa. V'avsha adayin hu chai ubailim al mamono. Right, while he's still an owner, you can't do a mitzvah after a person's dead. One can get schar possibly if I inspire someone while I'm alive, and then the person dies, that if they keep doing, accruing schar afterwards because of the great mitzvahs that they did during their lifetime. If somebody, writes a sefer, and people learn the sefer after they die, they're still getting schar. Are they doing a mitzvah? Right, b'chinam, chav shimen ha-mitzvos, right, after a person dies. So what about Yerusha? What about Yerusha? So that's a little bit on the border. Maybe it's right beforehand, but maybe it's automatic just without a person ruining it. So that's why if you look in the Chavetzelas HaSharon, a contemporary sefer, on Parshas Pinchas, he quotes many of the Achronim here relating to that. Is it a mitzvah on the Morish, or is it a mitzvah on the Yorish, or is it a mitzvah upon Bezdin? Right, one has to look in the formulations of the Rishonim. It's a chalos din Yerusha chayla gam mikoach ha-morish gufei. Sha-ha-morish hu mi sha-morish es achas of labanav. Bofen shalafize yishmakam lomar daf terem shiyatsa nishmaso chayla din Yerusha. Again, the more you say it's a mitzvah, the more you have to say that it's somehow before the person dies. Right, there is one other example of this, which we've spoken about in the past. That's the mitzvah of puravu. Puravu, the mitzvah is not only to have a child, but to have those, to have we paskin a boy and a girl, but the children have to have a boy and a girl too. Where they come from is a discussion in the postgame. It could be that a boy and a girl could come from one of the children, but it has to be another generation. So how does one know that? The postgame discussed at the beginning of Evan Ezer. What if Rachman al-Islan, the person lives, a father lives till 110 years old, and maybe the children predecease, right? So then, is that he's not yotzi the mitzvah peravu? Fully, when do you count the mitzvah peravu, right? When the child is born, when the person dies, leaving the children. So again, there also, it's a question of when exactly the mitzvah takes place. Number one, again, who is the mitzvah on? Number two, again, these are all related questions. Is there a kinyan by Yerusha? Is there a makne and a kone? There's no maisa kinyan. It's just that the morish disappears. Right? His koach disappears. So does that just leave a vacuum and the other person takes it like from Hefker? Or is it something more? Is there a direct connection? Right? We know a katan could be yorish. Right? And not all rishonim hold das acharis makna. The katan could be yorish on a daraisa level. We don't say on a daraisa level it doesn't belong and it's only me tikkun olam. On a daraisa level, a katan is yorish. And a katan for that matter is morish. Rachman al etzlan. If a katan dies, his property also goes to the relative. So a katan can't be makna on a daraisa level. Right? So how is it? So maybe that shows that it's not really a kinyan. It's more of a siluk, as we say, by some areas of halacha, by mechila, by hefker. Maybe I'm just removing myself. So maybe it's an automatic removal when somebody is morish. So again, another question. The Granat talks about this in Siman Kufzadi. Ubir divrayim, says the Granat, explaining some Rishonim. Mishum dibi Yerusha eina zechia kechol zechias matana. Yerusha is not like giving a gift. Ela damrinan dahayoresh bimaka morish kai. Umemela nechasim shalohim. A third formulation. It's not a kinyan, it's not a siluk, but it's that once the morish disappears, the yoresh steps into his shoes. Kam tachtav, as we'll see that lashon. He steps into his shoes. A siluk, it's not that even if we say mechila is a siluk, it's not like I step into your shoes. You've removed yourself, and then I go, and I'm kone it, by a dvar hefker, right? Let's say I remove myself, so now I go and I'll go and take it. But it's not that I am you. It's not like yibum. But here, maybe that's what Yerusha does. Maybe the Yorish goes into the footsteps of the, into the shoes of the Morish. V'yasi shaper, delo mahani siluk. And maybe that's why you can't remove yourself, because it's not a kinyan where you could prevent. Kivan shirakish yeshlo schusli lirosh mahani siluk b'schusekulu. And he continues, with a formulation, that, talks about that. There might be different types of Yerusha, as we'll see. Maybe there's a difference between a child, or a son, or a child, depending where you draw the line. It could be a son, it could be a son or a daughter. It could be everyone except husband, because that's the only one that's not a blood relative that's Yorish, possibly on a Daraisa level. So maybe that's different, right? So there's many, within Yerusha, there might be chilukim between how it works. Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, we've quoted this also in Simin, Laman Aleph, towards the end of the Sefer, Simon Laman Aleph, page Reish Chav Gimel. He talks about two types of Yerusha. He says, Beperek Yesh Nochel and Muchach. We'll see. We haven't seen it yet. But it's clear, to Bez in Yonei Yerushaim. There are two types of Yerusha relating to what we just saw from the Granat. Ha'echad, Mitzah Nachlas Mishpacha, Du Betoras Karov Mi Mishpachas Av. The Mishpachas Av, Kuyi Mishpacha, as we'll see, goes by paternal, and a relative from the father's side that is Yoresh is Nachlas Mishpacha. And meaning that the property goes down to the Yoresh. And number two, as we just said, the property doesn't go down to the Yorish, the Yorish goes up to the property. The Yorish goes up and goes into the shoes of the Morish. Ubabez mi din bra kara davuha. Literally, the son are the legs of the father. Shaha Yorish kam tachtov daha Morish va omeid bimkomo. The property doesn't go down, the Yorish goes up. V'nafgamina bazela kame enyonim. And there are a number of nafgaminas, as we'll see some of them in the parak. Number one, Eved Ivri is only over the ben. If the person dies, his Eved Ivri only serves his son, does not serve any other relative. Why is that? This isn't a regular Yerusha, because then it would go to others. But something happens that when the son can step into the shoes of the father. He doesn't go through family Nachla, Ela Batoras, Bra kara davua sheomed b'makam aviv v'tachtav v'yalkein shaper obed es haben after ein haben yochol lirosh also midin yerushas mishpacha. There's no yerusha by an eved ivri, but there's kam tachtav, there's bra kara davua. So the suggestion is maybe even when the son is yoresh, it's in a different way than the other relatives. V'cheinicha also lefize, we'll see this later on. Taima de'ena ben yoresh es imo bekever lahanchil la'achiv minav. If a son predeceases a mother, he does not yorish the mother in order to be morish it then to his brothers. If he predeceased, the answer is why not? Sarachin bechlal hecha ben yorish esimo meachashino karav lamikoch mishpachas haaf elavadit sarach lomar dehada ben yorish imo havi midin sheni shel yerusha debra kara davua vaomina ben tachas imo ubim koma. Possibly the son stands in the place of the mother. V'yalkin shaba yorsha af shalom mikoch nachlas mishpacha. And there are other dinim as well, but that is another question. Again, is it a kinyan? Is it a siluk? Is it a kam tachtav? Who is the mitzvah on? Is there an active party in the mitzvah or not? Okay, one or two other points, and then we'll be able to start the parak. There are a number of short dafim in terms of Gemara, but major, not all, a few of them, but major discussions. A lot of major topics come up in our parak. So, what is the order of Yerusha? So, if we look in the Rambam quotes. Again, it's not explicit here at the beginning, but the Rambam quotes the beginning of Hilchas Nachlos. We now need Hilchas Nachlos, which is at the end of Mishpatim. The Rambam quotes Hilchas Nachlos, Mitzvas Asei Achas. Food din seder nachlas. Mitzvah say one mitzvah seder nachlas. So he does not even say who it's incumbent upon. Din seder nachlos. Seder nachlos kachu. Mishemes yershuhu banav. His children, his sons. The hein kodmin lakol, and they come first. Vazacharim kodmin lanakevus, and the if there are sons and daughters, only the sons get. If there are no sons, that the daughters get. If there are no children, who's next in line? The father. And also, any descendants go before anyone else. If there is a son and a daughter, so then the son gets. If the son died, but he has children, and then there's a daughter, the children of the son get. If the there's no son, there's only daughter, the daughter gets. If the daughter has children and then there's a father, the daughter's children get before the father. It's always the Yotze Yerecho go before the anybody else in line also. That's the Rambam, and he talks about at length also, gives many examples, as we'll see later in the parak as well. It continues in this first parak. Good. So we'll wait there with the rest. So what happens Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, in terms of Yerusha, very commonly what is done is a Shtar Chatzi Zachar, or Shtar Shalim Zachar, which means if somebody wants to give, in our day and age where women are also out in the world, and maybe sometimes women are independently, financially independent, and they also contribute to the finances of the family. In any case, the reality is over the past couple hundred years, there's been, a halakhic mechanism, for not Yerusha, but for women to also take part in the property of the of the Morish. The Rama quotes it in Simon Reish Pei Aleph Sif Zayin, where he talks about different possibilities of a shtar chatzi zachar. Let me just find it. If not, we'll just umash v'nirli mashenogin achshav 500 years ago mashenogin achshav lechtov shtar chov lebito. Ula hasnos shem yitein lebito chelak chatzi zachar yiftar menachov. Right, at least half of what the zachar is going to get, they write it tonight. That happens beforehand. I mean, they write a bal chov, there's a star chov, the father writes to the daughter. That says, okay, you're going to get all this money. Unless the sons give you half of the possessions, and then if they do that, then this other chiyuv is not going to have any effect. It's a star chati zachar, or a star shalim zachar, or a star that it's you'll get a full portion. Whatever the case may be, so that is, the Ramah already quotes that's the minug. Again, how exactly it's done, one has to go through the experts and people who have experience in writing these stars. Tzarech litin la b'chol asher lo, de'ikar hu achov, v'tzarech l'kayim tzno, o yishalmu achov, v'chein minug. The kasav labito star chati zachar, v'chulu, and he writes some of the details, and there are many columns of Pischei Tshuva on this, because this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Some suggest, though, that if you look in some of the articles written about this, that maybe you should leave a little bit to fulfill the mitzvah d'arais of Yerusha. $50. Right? Just a little bit to fulfill the mitzvah d'arais of Yerusha. But, you know, the minhag is to include others, again, based on the fact that the realities in our day and age is that the women need the money as well. And that is how it works. One final point, and then we'll start the Mishnah, and that is, we already alluded to this yesterday, the assumption is, the pashas is, that Yerusha is an area of Dini Mamonis. Dini Mamonis, that's where it is described. But if you look in the Rambam, and we'll come back to this, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav that maybe there's an element of Isser V'Heter as well. It's not just Choshen Mishpat, but it's also Yerodea related. Says the Rambam in Perek Vav, Ein Adam Yachol Lahorish, Mi She'eno Roy Liarsho, V'lo Lakar HaYerusha Min HaYorish. But if it's just Dinim Amanis, so then, okay, even if it's a mitzvah, but it wouldn't be so bad. The Rambam says a person shouldn't do that. Shouldn't be Morish, somebody who's not Roy Liarsho, to uproot Yerusha. Afal Pishezem Mamonhu. Even though it's mumminous, Lefishanamar Baparsha's Nachlos, because it says in the Parsha of Nachlos, Faisal of Ne Yisrael Chukas Mishpat, Lomar, Shechuka Zu Lo Tishtane, Ve'ein Hatnai Moaba. It's called a chok, Chukas Mishpat in the Torah, that teaches me that this is a chok. It shouldn't be undermined. Ve'ein Hatnai Moaba. So we'll have to see what's considered a masna mashkas of a Torah. Is it a darash of a mammon? Is it not a darash of a mammon? We'll have to see. Bein shetziva v'ubari, bein shetziva v'ushchimira, bein alpeh, bein b'chsav, eino moel. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav Alach Aleph, as we'll see this later on, B'ez Hashem, on Daf Kuf Chav Vav. Okay, with that introduction, let's now get into some of the issues of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Yesh nochalin u'manchilin. There are some cases that some people get Yerusha, nochel. What does the word nochel come from? It comes from the word nachal, possibly. A river. A river flows downstream. Yerusha, nachala, goes down from the Morish to the Yorish. Maybe even that word focuses on the direct connection. It's not that a person disappears, but it's like a river. A river goes downstream. So nochel also. So yesh nochelin umanchilin. There are some cases that it works in both directions. That a relative gets Yerusha, nochel, umanchil, and gives Yerusha. Sometimes it works in both directions. Number two, v'yesh nochel v'lo manchilin. And some say, no, it only works in one direction. There's a possibility of a person being nochel, but he will never be manchil. manchilin velonochlin, some of the opposite. There are cases of hanchala, right, giving it, velonochlin, but not getting it. And finally, lo nochav, lo manchilin. And then there are some relatives that will never, in either direction, give or get. So those are the four, and now we get into what each of them are. The elu, nochlin, umanchilin. There are some relatives that are nochel and manchil. What are those? Ha'av esabanim, esabanim esav. That's the classic case. Children and their father. And the father and their children, right? The son yarshins the father. If Rachmana Litzlan, the son, dies first, then the father yarshins the son. So it works in both directions. Each of them are nochel and manchil. Good. Says the, right, so we go back to the first. Interesting, just Tosas points out in terms of, order, ika duchte, top Tosas, to knock it adesolik mine, the ika adapasach me. Says Tosfos, sometimes if the Mishnah gives a list of four titles and then explains it, sometimes it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then explains it going opposite, media at the solid lay, and sometimes it goes straight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So here it's going 1, 2, 3, 4. Tosfos points out, looking in Darim, where I explain this more, says Tosfos. Good, so the first case is father and sons and father. Add one more. The ha'achim min ha'av. And paternal brothers. The ha'achim min ha'av. That also goes in both directions. This is only, as we'll see, where there is no father. Right? If there's a father, then he's the first. Let's take the cases. If Reuven, taking the Shvatim names, because that's how the Rishonim use it in this case. If Reuven dies without children, then Yaakov, his father, is Yorishim. If Yaakov is already dead, then Shimon is Yorishim. Right? His paternal brothers. That's the case of Achim min Ha'av. And it goes in both directions. There's nochel and there's manchil in that case. That's what the Rashbam says. They are yoresh ze'ezeh. There is another question. Again, and this is asked by many of the details, but we'll mention it here. When a brother yarshins, does that go through the father, or is that independent? We just said, when Shimon yarshins Reuven, two brothers, because Yaakov is dead. So, does Shimon Yarshin, it's Ki'ilu, is going through Yaakov, and then it comes to him? Or is it more of an independent, direct connection between Shimon and Yaakov? So that is a question in the Achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes it's direct. Even though you would have thought, hey, but what do you mean? Doesn't it only happen if Yaakov's not there? That's true. That's not an argument. Shimon's only going to Yarshin Reuven if the father is not there, because the father is earlier in the order. But that doesn't prove, the Achronim say, that it's mishmush, that it goes through. It could be yashar, it could be that it goes straight. And this is what the Kiryat Sefer says, the Ma'bid writes, I was just at his kever last week. He's buried in Sfat, right next to the Arizal, says the Ma'bid in the Kiryat Sefer, his commentary on the Rambam, in Hilchos Nachlos, he says, there's a difference between mashma delaachin havichazi hayerusha ela dohaav kodem mishum dialfino mamikra velo misvara ulahachi kisheena avchai achin yarshim dehachi mistavra velo mikoach av yarsu ela mikochan misvaran dekra. Says the, we'll have to see what nafkaminas there are, but the Kiryat Sefer says it doesn't go through the father, it's direct. Right, and even though if the father's there, it breaks it, but if the father's not there, it goes directly. That's what the Kiryat Sefer says, even if the father is not going to be there. Good. The Tosfos Rid also, some say that maybe this is what the Tosfos Rid is emphasizing. The Tosfos Rid, right here, has a line where he wonders, well, let's keep reading the Mishnah for a second. Ha'achim and Av, next two words. Nochalinu manchilin. That's the end of category one. Ask the Tosfos Rid implicitly, why do we have that word repeated? Right, read from the first title again. Ve'elu nochlinu manchilin. Ha'av es abanim v'banim es av achim na'av. Nochlinu manchilin. We know that. That's the category that we're talking about. Why do you repeat that? Now we're going to get into the second category in a minute. Why do you have to repeat those two words? Nochlinu manchilin. So explains the footnotes here in the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid isn't really clear what he's driving at, but it could be that this is what he's driving at, that it's direct. When it says Achim and Av, we repeat Nochlinu Manchilin. It's direct from one of them to the other one, and not going through the father. So again, it's not 100% clear that's what he means, but that's what here in the footnotes of the Tosfos Rid, that's what he tries to explain. Right, It's not that it's mishmush, it goes through. And that's what we just mentioned from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He also mentions that as well. The Tosfot himself just doesn't, he has one line. He's definitely bothered by this extra lashon. But it's not 100% clear what he's driving at. That's what he says. So it's not 100% clear, but maybe that's what he is driving at. Okay, so that's another question of, again, there are questions, within each Yerusha relationship, there are questions to ask, which help us understand the relationship itself. Achim and Ha'av. Right, one could ask that also, just thought of it now, but, it might be in terms of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kibbutz Av Ha'Em. We know the last volume of Yerideya in the Shulchan Aruch discusses the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ha'Em. So we know older brother or oldest brother. So there is a shaila, right? The covet of Larabos Achagadol. Fine. But what about in a case where the father has already died? Does it make a difference if the father died, whether there's still the halachas of Kibbutz Av Ha'Em of Ach HaGadol? So again, I'm not going to find, I can't find it right now. I won't do it. But again, the halacha of, I think it's the first Pesachei Tshuva, one of the first Pesachei Tshuvas here in Hilchas Kibbutz Av Ha'Em. In Siman Reish Mem, the Shulchan Aruch discusses Tzarach Lizar Ma'od B'Kavod Av V'Imo U'B'Maram. As we know, Ezu Mara, what is Mora? Ezu Kavod. And then we have the halacha of honoring the Ach HaGadol. Chay L'Chado Afilu Achar Moso. There is a concept of Kibbutz Av Ha'Em even after the parent dies. But let me just find it. If not, we'll get it another time. Chayev l'chabed eishes aviv. Here it is. Chaf beis. Chayev adam bekavet achiv agadol bein shu achiv me'aviv bein shu achiv me'imo. Right? There's a chiyuv to honor the older brother or the oldest brother, whether it's paternal or whether it's maternal. V'afilu ha'katan utam l'chacham v'gadol batar yosem en agadol. Right? Even if the younger one is a bigger Talmud chacham. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Chaf beis. Ayin tshuva es kneses yechezkel. Shehevi yish plugta bin arama v'aramban. B'sefer shrashim. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Shrashim, imchayev v'kaved achiv agadol af lachar misas aviv v'imo. Right? Is there a chiyev even after the parent dies? O tama kaved, or is the kavod rach mishem kaved aviv v'imo? Or is just an extension? There's an honor for my parents when I honor their oldest child, their oldest son. But you know, after they die, so then there wouldn't be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Kimo eishes aviv, like a stepmother. Also, the mitzvah d'oraisa, or the chiyuv, is only when the father's alive. Right? So what's the issue? The issue is that a function of the kavod of the father, or is it an independent chiyuv? So in a similar vein, that's what's asked by Yerusha. Right? The relationship between the brothers that we're talking about here, achim and ha'av, is that independent? Or is it only goes through the father, what's called mishmush? So another context where we would have that issue. Okay, that is all category one of nochlin umanchilin. Next, ha'ish, category two, ha'ish es imo, a son from his mother, v'ha'ish es ishto, a husband from his wife, u'b'nei achayos. What does b'nei achayos mean? We'll go with the pshat that the Rashbam likes, and that is the sons of a woman, yarshining the woman's brother, right? The sons of a sister inheriting their uncle, right? That is the b'nei achios. So in those cases, nochlin, there are possibilities that there will be nachla, meaning a son from a mother, a husband from a wife, and nephews. In that case, nephews from a mother, nochla v'lo manchilin, it will never be manchil. Hanchala will never take place there, because a mother will never yarshin a son, a wife won't yarshin a husband, and the other case as well, those three cases. Again, husband and wife, Baal Yerushas Isha, is also a question that we're going to have to deal with, because that's unique, and that's, as we mentioned, is the only non-blood relative. Number three, Ha'isha Es, but number three is just the exact opposite of number four, of number two. Right? Category two is Nochel and not Manchil. Category three is Manchil and not Nochel. It's going to be the mirror images of category two. Ha'isha es baneha, ha'isha es baila, v'achi ha'im. Right, so those are the opposite, Manchilin v'lo Nochelin. Those are the opposite cases. Good. There's a discussion, so in the Achronim talk about bank accounts. Modern day bank, as very often, there's the way that it is worked out is that it's a joint bank account, and each one of them is there to, Rahman al-Islan, you know, take over the entire responsibility of the bank account if, after 120 of the other partner. So again, is that's not Yerusha, that's Dina de Machus Adina. As we'll see, there are kinds of Dina de Machus Adina, we didn't touch on that. Also, how does that relate to issues of Yerusha? Also, the correct age for writing a tzava'a also is something to talk about in this parak, right? Some tshuvists talk about the age of 50, some talk about the age of 60, right? Different ages in terms of writing, but that's because if not, then one might get into dina machuz adina issues, if one doesn't take care of that beforehand. Either way, these are issues that are discussed by the, achronim. Vayter, last line, v'ha achim in ha'aim, maternal brothers, that there's no there's relationship in terms of other halachas like velus and the like, but in terms of Yerusha, it goes by paternal, as the Gemara says later on. We'll see mishpachas ha'av kruya mishpacha. Halachically for Yerusha, it goes by paternity, right? Different halachas, right? Are you Jewish or not? It goes by the mother, right? Yerusha and shevet and other halachas in that area, it goes by the father, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu decides, you know, what exactly. There are messages, obviously, but here it goes by the father. Says the Gemara, Maishna diktani ha'aves habanim bereisha. Why in the category one does it say the father aves habanim first? Two reasons why it should not say that. List the habanim as ha'av bereisha. Let's say the opposite. Why does it say aves habanim aves av? Say the opposite. Number one, chada, das chuli peperanus lo maschalinam. You don't want to start with something tragic. Right? The father yarshining the son, right? With its children predeceased the father. So why is that the first one that is described here? Right? The Aschuli Paranus Alomas Chalinan, number one. Va'od, and number two, look in the Pasuk. Ki Dechsiv, in Pinchas, with Dine Yerusha are discussed. Ish Kiyamus Uvein Einlo? Question mark. So we know the first one who gets Yerusha, in the Torah talks about, is the son. Son gets Yerusha, because it says, if there's no son, then the line continues. But if there is a son, obviously, it does continue. So, number one, Misvara. Number two, it's what the Torah talks about. Fascinating question. As we're not reading the Psukim now, but we will at some point. But the Gemara here quotes the one that's important for us. A man dies, there is no son, and therefore it goes to the next one in, the next of kin, the next in line. Why doesn't the Torah say son explicitly? The Torah does not say son. It says it all implicitly. A person dies and he has no sons, and that's how we learn that the son goes first. Shouldn't there be a more explicit? Why doesn't it just say son? So maybe this relates, I saw one of the Klei Chemda quotes, maybe this relates to the issue that we were talking about before. Because when it's a son, it's not that he goes and gets the assets that come to him. He becomes the father. So it's not real Yerusha like all other Yerusha. Yerusha means the Yoresh gets the assets. But here it's Kamtachas. He goes into the shoes of the father, and maybe that's even alluded to in the fact that the Torah doesn't say it. It just says there is no son to go into his shoes, so now let's talk about Dina Yerusha. If the son would have been mentioned explicitly, you might have thought that it's a similar concept. Umadulo Noctibim first in Yerusha Saben, says the Klichemda. Yishesh Chile Gadol. Ben Yerusha Saben, the Klichemda is an achron from 100 years ago. So he writes this in Parshas by Midbar. Parshas Pinchas. Sheyesh Chile Gadol, Ben Yerusha Saben, Yerusha Sabas. Even Yerusha Sabas is not like Yerusha Saben. She Nefesh Ha'ava Haben, Achasi. The Ainze Begether Yerusha Klal. Sheinzu Kurva, Ela Etzem Echad. Amnam habas eitz alavia hira kurva kamo yoser krovim. She's the most karov. Ella shia krova rishona misyaches as a love. And that is why bas malkam ben in yerushas klal vichulu. And that's why the father and the son is not listed explicitly in the Torah. Fascinating suggestion. You can read that pasuk 100 times and A, not ask the question, and B, not come up with this answer. Either way, this is the question. Why do you say the first case of tragedy first, and why do you not follow what the Torah says? There's also a discussion, the Chashuk Yechem discusses. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned this before. Rachman al-Islan, when somebody, a relative, dies, we say the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. What happens if somebody wins the lottery and gets $20 million? Right, 80 million shekel, they say a bracha. Hatov ha-meitiv, amazing. What happens if somebody loses a relative and the relative leaves them $50 million? So then what do you do? It's a little of both. Shulchan Aruch says you make two brachas. Say Dina MS and Atova Ametiv. Right? That's the or Shechianu. We're not gonna get into the details of when you say one, when you say the other. Shechianu, you say a bracha of something good. What's the order? What's the order you say it in? Say Dina MS first. That's how a Jew reacts. Right? That's the these are all halachas quoted in Arachayim. Not just Yerodeh. In Arachayim, in Simon, Reish, Chaf, Gimel. These are halachis of Hatova Meitiv and Shechianu. Right? Yolde Ishto Zachar, Mivarech Hatova Meitiv. Right? Kedikeva, Yisei Shechianu. Meis Aviv, Mivarech Daina Emes. Hayulo Mamon, She Yerusho, Im Ein Lo Achim, Mivarech Amkin Shechianu. Vimeyesh Lo Achim, Bimachim Shechianu, Mivarech Hatova Meitiv. It has to do with whether it is good for others or just good for the, there's no shudfis, but that's if the father dies. Right, make two brachas. What happens, Rachman al-Islan, if the son dies? If his son dies, the father yarshins, so does he make a bracha there too for getting the Yerusha? The Gemara here says it's tragic. The Gemara says, by definition, it's called paranusa. So that's the question that Rav Zilberstein deals with here in a case when a child dies. He's talking about a case where the child is was terribly sick already from birth, and they're going to get a lot of money maybe from the government or from whatever the case is. Lamaisa, would one make a bracha of Shechianu or Atova Meitiv in a case where it's the opposite order of what's considered normal? Says the and he quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan here in this sim, and he quotes no. Afilu am yarash mi bino kagon shegirish ishto v'meisav yarsha, but whatever the case is, derech haben li roshes ha'av ha'avi simcha b'inyin zeh kidechsit tachas ha'vasecha yubanecha v'lo lahefech dein zeh lo simcha v'lo bracha. Right, it's neither. Neither, and therefore it's called Puranis. Lo yivarech av gam ba'ofan miyuchad zeh she'in zu Puranis. Even if, let's say, he said the child was sick from birth, and like after a year. So even if it was whatever the case, he says sarach iyan, but that's his netiya. His netiya is not to make the bracha in that case. Good. Getting back to the Gemara. So again, why does the Mishnah have the order of father yarshing the son before son yarshing the father? Answer, Vitana. Aidi da'as yalei midrasha chavivalei. A line that we had back in Yevamos also. Sometimes, because something is learned out from Torah Shebal Peh, the drushes chazal will put that first. Because something that we come up with, you know, that's something very special. It's not a mefurish pasuk. Right, exactly. Sometimes, asya le midrasha chavivalei. Right, that is the, you learn it out from midrasha, that the son, that the father yarshins the son. That's not explicit in the text. So, umay drasha. What's the drasha? So this sugya starts today and continues Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Right? If you just look for a second on the sixth to last line on tomorrow's daf, v'hai tana ma'isil ma'yacha. This tana brings it from here. I mean, that's number two. That's number two. First, we're going to have number one. So my drasha right here, titanya she'ero. She'er is a relative, right? She'ero zeha'av. We darshan relative. Who is that? That's the av, that's the she'er, the closest relative, melamed. That word teaches me, she'ha'av, kodem la'achim, that the father is kodem la'achim. The Rashbam notes the Gemara later on, that this word she'ero is at the end of the parsha. If you go in the order of who's supposed to yarshin. So, this Gemara is going like the shita of kroy lav kisidron ksivi. Even if the psukim are written, the word she'er, the father goes, is the beginning of the line, right? Right after the son. The next in line is the father. Before the brothers, before the father's brothers. So if you look in the Torah, the word she'er, which we're darshaning this from, is later on the list. So the Rashbam just points out, this mandamer is holding kroy, lav, fourth to last skinny line in the Rashbam. Kroy, shalo kisidron ksivi. Demay dechsiv hakarov elav, demashma karov karov kodem, osi ligiluye al seder nachlos, de shalo kisidron ksivi. Right? It's not exactly written in order of the psukim. Number one. Number two, says the Rashbam, She'er, which means the ultimate closest relative is the father. What about the son? So that's what the Rashbam says. What about the son, says the Rashbam? Let me find the line. Says the, where's this line? Umishum, I'm sorry, the, it's earlier. It's in the first Dibur Maschil Lamalameid. I just want to continue, but the Rashbam says a ben is not called in Acher in this case. Right, and that's why a ben would be, actually he says it in the, we'll get to it. He says it in the next line where the Gemara brings in Nafkaminas. But, and that's why if you have She'er, you don't know what She'er means. You don't say it means son, because a son is kind of like what we just said. A son is like the father, like the Klechemda just says. And that's why the first She'er would be father. Let's continue. Yachol Yekodom Aben. If the father is so close, maybe you would think he's even comes before the son. Meaning, let's say someone dies and he has a father and he has a son. Maybe the father should get it before the son gets it. Says the, and Tosfos discusses, how could you even have this Havamina, in the top, Tosfos. But either way, the Gemara says no. Tam alomar ha-karov, karov kodem. No, you go wherever, the son is closer. How do you know the son is closer? So, it goes by halachos. Umari Isa Larabos is a ben alozi asach. Why do you include the son and exclude the brother and the father also? Right, even before the father. So, Mar Ben Yisaben, why is son first? Shekain, there are two halachas where the son steps into the shoes of the father. Kam Tachas Aviv Liyada, for the mitzvah of Yud, right, if someone has a Amma and, is ready, an Amma Ivriya, and we know the mitzvah is either for the father to do Yud, a form of marriage, or the son to do Yud, or he has to, free her. So only a father or a son does that. Kam Tachas Aviv Liyada, for Yud. Ulis Steachuza. And for Steachuza, we know there's a difference. We spoke about this at the end of the previous, perek. The difference between Steachuza and Ste Mikne. The four differences in halacha between those two. One of them is it going to go to the Kohanim, or is it going to go back to the original owner? Right? By Yovel. So if somebody redeemed it beforehand, then it's going to go back to the original owner. Right? If the, says the Gemara that the son has the same halacha as the father in this, in regard to a Steachuda. If the son is Poda, then it goes back to the father, and it does not go back to the Kohanim. If someone else redeemed it, it's going to go back to the Kohanim by Esteachuza. But if the son did it, it's just like the father redeeming it. And therefore, it's going to go back to the father, it's not going to go back to the Kohanim. That's Esteachuza. So regarding these halachas, the son has the unique status of being like the father. And this is where the Rashbam says the line that, because the son is like the father halachically. Avalim aval, in the middle of the wide lines in the Rashbam. Im lo pida'o ish acher, ela bino, choseris la'aviv biyovel. Avalim achiv shel makdish pida'o, if the brothers, yo Ben is not called an acher regarding this. So a son is closer than the brothers. That's why the son goes first before the brothers and even before the father, as is mentioned. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, 1 minute. I know the brother has certain halachos that the son does not have. Mar ben yesa'ach, shkein tankachas achiv liyibum. Right, a brother could do yibum. Son can't do Yibam. Says the Gemara, hello, a brother only does Yibam when there is no son. Klom yesh Yibam ala b'makam shein ben. There's only Yibam when there is no son. Ala b'makam shein ben, ain't Yibam. So obviously, a son stands there before the brother. The Ritva explains this line, kashali, mikamakam. But still, when there's no ben, the ach is kam tachtov. Don't we say that? Right, he's mekem al shem achiv ameis. So explains the Ritva. The kivan to b'makam sheish ben ein sarach liyibum. If there's a son, there's no need. Uke she'ein ben sarach liyibum lekayim. Uke she'ein ben the yib the yavam has to be mekayim the name. What's the whole point? Says the Ritva of yavam to be mekayim the nefesh of the meis. Yeah, and if there's a son, he doesn't have to do that. Why? Because the son is the name of the meis. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's what, it doesn't just mean that he comes there if the brother's not there. Harezu Raya Gemura, says the Ritva. Sha ben tachas avu mekayim shemo. He is the mekayim shemo. The brother only comes to mekayim shemo as a second best. The son, by definition, just by existing, he's Mekayim Shem Aviv. While by the brother, he has to do something to be Mekayim Shem Aviv, if the son's not there, and therefore, it is not going to be the same. A son is closer than the brother, and as we know, the son is also closer than the father, as is mentioned, Hakarov, Karov Kodem. Good. Couple of points related to Yibum that we have right here. What does the word Yibum Yavam come from? Haven't really touched on this. The Ksava Kabbalah in Kiseitse deals with the word Yavam. So he says two possibilities. He says maybe it's from the word, the Yud is like he, but Bum is the key, the Bama. A Bama is a joint place of Shutfis to be able to serve Hashem. A Bama, right? You build one, builds a Bama. So maybe that's what's where it comes from. He is joining his brother. He says, Shenigzar min shem bama, kamo oz yivne shlomo bama, shula daito makam hamishutaf larabim laesik echad, shahoraso dvekus davar beshitaf harabim, kacha shem yavam viyavama, lahoras ish veisha hamishutafim beyichus laishim rabim. Number one, he says maybe it's related to that. And number two, maybe he says, bam is also a lashon of raising up. Raising up. Milas yavam viyavama hu inyan gova veromamus. Kishem bama sheinyano lahamedaktakim is romamus vahagba. Vidoma lablashon parsi al rom kol davar. He quotes other writers. Al bamosehu tidroch. On the high places, right, I will tread. Bama is raising up. By Yibam, we raise up the Shem Achiv Ames, and in that way, give him eternity. Achrei shetzivs atar v'chives echad mi'achi ba'ala hames l'nasa, who tis'aleh mi'shiflus madrigasa, she is raised up, he is raised up, and in that way, that's the second idea of Yibam. Again, there's so much that we could talk about here, just to finish up Yibam, and then we'll talk about Yiud. There is a shaila in Yibam. How much, we know it's counted as a mitzvah, but is there two elements by Yibam, a mitzvah and a kinyan? Are those two separate ideas? Or is there just one idea of kinyan and mitzvah? The Minchas Chinuch discusses nafkaminas based on mitzvah versus kinyan, kavana. What if somebody has no kavana to do the mitzvah? No kavana. The Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about in Yevamos. Habal Yevimto, Bein Ba'onis, Bein Rosa, Bein Shogam, Bein. Just the Maisa Biyah. The Maisa Biyah is nikne. The Maisa Biyah works. Did he fulfill the mitzvah? Let's say he had no idea who she was. So that says the Minchas Chinuch, possibly, no. Possibly, there's ways that you could fulfill a kinyan. Imkein Efshar, just reading the Minchas Chinuch in Tavkuf Tzadiches. Efshar, nihi dekana osa v'havei ishto, mikol makom mitzvah Hashem yisparach lo kiyem, ki tzarech kavana latzeis, v'nafgamina dechovas ha-mitzvah mutelas ala v'leigash en ha-tekef. What would be a nafgamina? He can't divorce her yet. Right, he still has to be boel her l'shem mitzvah. He never fulfilled the mitzvah yet. He's married, nikne, but didn't do the mitzvah yet. Unbelievable. V'leg hashem ha-tekef ha-shiyav o'leh l'shem mitzvah v'yikayim ha-mitzvah. One nafgamina, right, might be this idea of kavana. Or you might say, what about edim? What about katan? There are other nafgaminas, they might say mitzvah versus kinyan. It might be related, maybe not, but what about a bracha? Is there a bracha on Yibam? Pashas not. Pashas, we would say, there is no bracha. The Tur quotes a day that there is a bracha. The Tur quotes the Rashba writes in the Aleph Yud Ches. That's the long Chuvas of Rashba where he talks about all mitzvos that don't have brachos. Aleph Yud Ches. There are two sources for all the 100 mitzvos that don't have a bracha. The Abu Draham and the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches. So there he says there's no mitzvah on Yibam because the Ikar of Yibam is to have the child Puravu afterwards and you know, there's no mitzvah on Puravu anyway. So, but if you look in the Tur in Eben Ezer, Kuf Samach Vav, he quotes an opinion of the Itur. He quotes, Yibam is mitzvah rabba, umivarech, asher kedishanu b'mesoza v'tzivanu al bi'ilas yivama, kechala mitzvahs. I'm not sure exactly when to make that bracha, but it's a mitzvah. Af al gav, the pligi gavi bi'ilas mitzvah, the lav yivama, even though there's a machlok, is about a regular bi'ilas mitzvah, bi'yivama, divri akol tzorach levarech. Says the Tur in the name of the Itur. Some say there's a special mitzvah on the marriage of Knisas Yivama. Valesa, I don't think that. And then the Tur says, we don't make any bracha on a mitzvah hatuliya ba'acher. Okay, but Lamaisa, there's Rov Rishonim, the Rashba and others. See, there is a bracha. Maybe this relates to the question whether it's a mitzvah or a kinyan. They don't say it in those terms, but it might relate to that. The other issue of Yi'ud is also a big topic. Yi'ud, this type of arrangement that the father or the son makes with the Amma Ivriya, is that a marriage? Is that a marriage? The Rashbam's Lashon here. And Rashi quotes this Lashon in Kiddushin. Hare at miyuedes li. That's the Lashon the Rashbam uses. If you look at the Rambam, I think, Hariyam Kudashasli. Maybe even that Lashon tips us off. Is this related to a regular marriage or not? Reb Chaim has a formulation where he says, it's a Chalos Kiddushin without a Maisa Kiddushin. Right? It achieves a marriage, but the way you get there is not a marriage. Right? A chalos kiddushin without a maisa kiddushin. The Grach HaLashas quotes that idea in Kuf Pei Beis in the Grach HaLashas. Either way, these are some issues that come up here regarding Yid, regarding Yibam. But either way, what have we established? The first source for how do you know a father Yarshins? That's from the word She'ero. And then the Gemara goes into, so how do you know the order then? How do you know the son is the closest? Right? More than the brother. And that's what we just discussed. Okay, we'll have to stop here. At Aschala here in Yesh Nochalin, we will continue.